Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The European Commission is poised to recommend that the EU reduces its net greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2040, a target that will test political appetite to continue Europe's ambitious fight against climate change ahead of EU elections. Drafts of the Commission recommendation show the EU will endorse the 90% target for net greenhouse gas cuts compared with 1990 levels. The 2040 goal aims to keep European Union countries on track between the EU's existing 2030 climate goal and its long-term aim to have net zero emissions by 2050 and end Europe's ongoing contribution to climate change. Drawn up amid farmers' protests across Europe and political pushback on some EU green laws, the EU plan is set to focus on preserving public support and European industries. A second EU document, also due to be published by the European Commission, will outline plans to capture and store hundreds of millions of tonnes of CO2 emissions by 2050, one of many areas requiring huge investment in new technologies. The 2040 target would transform Europe's energy mix, with coal-fueled power phased out and overall fossil fuel use reduced by 80%, replaced with renewable and nuclear power. A 90% emissions cut is just inside the 90-95 range recommended by the EU's official climate science advisers. The draft also laid out the cost of failing to tackle climate change in the form of more destructive extreme weather, which it said could unleash additional costs of €2.4 trillion by 2050 if global warming wasn't limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. A Fingal councillor is against plans to increase the cap on passenger numbers at Dublin Airport. It's after Taoiseach Leo Varadkar backed a rise in the cap, but said it must be done in the right way. There are plans to increase the cap from 32 million passengers to 40 million. Labour councillor Breen McDonagh says he's against the plan due to noise problems.
I'm opposed to it on two grounds. One is the World Health Organization have made strong recommendations on limiting the amount of noise people are exposed to, and the DAA and the government and the Taoiseach have ignored the WHO on aircraft noise. And the second reason is on climate change, the rising passenger number is completely against all the basic principles of reducing climate emissions.
There are renewed calls for Dublin to introduce higher parking charges for SUVs. It's after Paris voted for the measure over the weekend. Tara Duggan has more.
Locals in Paris voted to triple parking charges for large SUVs, meaning the cost of parking will be €18 an hour. Environmental organisation Friends of the Earth feels Dublin should follow suit. It would mean parking for SUVs would be over €10 an hour. Oisin Coughlin from Friends of the Earth says cars are getting too big for our cities, with a recent report showing new cars are growing by 1 centimetre every 2 years. Along with higher parking charges, he says congestion charges for larger cars should also be considered. He's told the Irish Times not everyone would like this, but he feels a lot of people would be supportive.
Meanwhile, there's been overwhelming support for a radical new transport plan for Dublin city centre. More than 80% of submissions are in favour of ending the dominance of cars. However, the operators of the Guinness Brewery, Brown Thomas and the Westbury Hotel are among those raising concerns. Professor Brian Caulfield from Trinity College says something has to be done about the chronic levels of traffic.
It's been done elsewhere. We've done it in Dublin itself as well. Look at Grafton Street. The reasons why we have to do it is because Dublin is the second most congested city in the world. In 2022, congestion cost about €300 million to the city. Our air quality levels, but also one of the key things is bus connects. We need to reallocate this space so we can facilitate that happening in the city.
And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.